This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Myanmar's junta chief said Sunday elections will be held and a state of emergency lifted by August 2023, extending the military's initial timeline given when it deposed civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi 6 months ago. The country has been in turmoil since the army ousted her in February, launching a bloody crackdown that has killed more than 900 people, according to a local monitoring group. The general's announcement would place Myanmar in the military's grip for nearly 2.5 years instead of the initial 1 year timeline the army announced days after the coup. The State Administration Council, as the junta calls itself, also announced in a separate statement that junta leader Min Aung Hlaing had been appointed as prime minister of the quote unquote caretaker government. The army has justified its power grab by alleging massive fraud during 2020 elections won by Suu Kyi's party. Last week, the junta canceled the results of the polls, announcing it had uncovered more than 11 million instances of voter fraud. But the Asian Network for Free Elections Monitoring Group has said the vote was, quote, by and large representative of the will of the people. Thai anti-government protesters on Sunday took to the streets in their cars and motorcycles to show discontent against the prime minister's handling of the coronavirus crisis. They formed a long line stretching over 20 kilometers through Bangkok. A 47-year-old protester claims people in Thailand can barely make a living now, saying all of his family members are affected. Thailand has been grappling with its biggest coronavirus outbreak so far. The country on Sunday extended tighter containment measures in Bangkok and high-risk provinces until the end of August to slow the spread. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israel's prime minister Sunday directly blamed Iran for a drone attack on an oil tanker off the coast of Oman that killed two people, making a veiled threat to retaliate as Tehran denies involvement. The comments by Premier Naftali Bennett come after the strike Thursday night. The attack marked the first known fatal after years of assaults on commercial shipping in the region linked to tensions with Iran over its tattered nuclear deal. While no one has claimed responsibility for the attack, Iran and its militia allies have used so-called suicide drones in attacks previously. But on Sunday, Iran's foreign ministry described the allegation Iran carried out the attack as, quote, baseless. Around an hour after Iran's outgoing president acknowledged his government at times, quote, did not tell part of the truth to the public during his term. Wildfires in southern Turkey forced more people to flee their homes on Sunday as pressure on the government grows over its response to the deadly forest fires, the worst in at least a decade, according to official data. Since the fires broke out Wednesday, 6 people have died and more than 330 have received medical treatment. A Turkish broadcaster is reporting one city was evacuated but unable to leave by road. 540 residents were taken to hotels by boats. The country's agricultural and forestry minister says 107 of 112 forest fires are now under control, but some blazes continue. According to European Union figures, Turkey has been hit by 133 wildfires in 2021. So far compared to an average of 43 by this point between 2008 and 2020. Thousands of people protested across France on Saturday against the imposition of a health pass for a wide array of social venues as the country battles a fourth wave of coronavirus infections. It's the third weekend in a row that people opposed to President Emmanuel Macron's new set of anti-COVID measures took to the streets. An unusual show of determination at this time of year, marked by the slowdown of the country's activities as citizens take their summer break. Visitors heading to museums, movie theaters, or swimming pools in France are already denied entry if they cannot produce the health pass showing that they've been vaccinated against COVID-19 or have recently had a negative test. A new law that French Parliament approved this week will make COVID-19 vaccinations mandatory for health workers and extend the imposition of the health pass to bars, restaurants, trade shows, trains, and hospitals. Find more at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.